Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Dana Williamson with Bad, Blessed, Anointed, Destined, LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. I am excited to be with you guys today. We are in season 2, episode 2 of our podcast. And this is such a blessing. Let me tell you why this is such a blessing. We overthink, and this is why this episode is called Entrepreneurs, You're Not Failing, you know, you level up. But the reason why, and this is the reality of the entrepreneur, but the reason why this is so exciting today, and this being our second season, second episode, is because there's an inconsistency. I come here and I always say something about the inconsistencies, but truth of the matter is, with the inconsistencies, as being a host, sometimes you are afraid of saying what needs to be said. Sometimes you are afraid of where you should be. Sometimes you're just afraid of looking like an idiot. It's just the truth. You're afraid of looking like an idiot. And I get it. I totally get it. And I totally understand. And the reason why I understand is because even though Blessed Bureau comes to you when we come, we need to show up more often. So that's why I titled this The Reality of the Entrepreneur with me and the Bad Brand, for the simple fact that as entrepreneurs, we look at our failures as our failures. We can't come back from this. We can't bounce back. And no, I will not, I will not talk about this over and over and over again, because it seems like I do that a lot, but I don't. I won't do that. But what I will say is to you, all of you entrepreneurs, look at what I've done. Look at the mistakes I've made. Look at how long ago episode 1 was scheduled. And where is that right now? You know? And when you say that, when you look at that, then you can say to me, you know why I say what I say or I do what I do. Now, I'm sharing that because even as we know this is a faith-based or a faith-filled podcast, radio show, one of the things that I do consistently is let you know that I do not shy away from the things of God or the things that He wants me to say or do. But I will also say that in knowing who my Father is, I cannot be afraid of what needs to be said and how it needs to be said and the fact that I need to do it. So with that, I can tell you that I have a few platforms for podcasting, but each of them have a different topic. Here at Blessed Bureau, there are so many things that we talk about. We will interview authors. We will talk to ministry leaders. We will talk to women in business, women in faith in business. And we will talk to people who have a question about faith. So I think this show has been a broad or wide range of topics over the years for the simple fact that this is just where it needs to be, where it needs to fall. So if you find that, yeah, Dana is having all these conversations on visions and dreams and the briefing on other platforms, does not mean that she's taking away from us here at Blessed Bureau and giving us more of what we need. So the other exciting part about why we're here today is that I just said, I'll do it. I know that in my heart of hearts, in my spirit, that God isn't saying, hey, go back and do this. Go back and say what you need to say. Go back and, get to Blog Talk Radio and do that podcast. And so today I'm thinking, okay, I'll do it. And then as soon as I said, do it, I was like, well, when? And the Lord was like, what's wrong with now? And I'm like, oh, okay. So here's the thing. As entrepreneurs, the reality of being an entrepreneur is this, and it's really just this simple. You cannot run from your mistakes, okay? The reality, point number one is you cannot run from your mistakes. Excuse me. So the reason why you can't run from your mistakes is because, and when you can see what that is, or you can say, out of your, you can say out of your own mindset what that is and why that is, you can learn from that, which is another reason why you can't run from your mistakes. If you learn from your mistakes, you're not running. If you just say, I made a mistake, I'm done, then you're out of the game. You're out of the pocket. You're just out. But you know, for you, that's not even true. That's not even so. You know, for you, that you're putting forth so much because you go back and learn. Because you go back and say, okay, I made this mistake. Like, let me use that as an example. When I write, you know, I will write and I'll write and I'll write. Then I will spell check while I'm writing. Sometimes I will say 50 to 75% of the time, I do not have anyone go back over what I've written or an editor go back over what I've written for the simple fact that I've gone over it 1,500 times before I decide to say, you know what, I cannot get ahead of God. Let me release this and stop overthinking it. And 85% of the time that works. But that other 15% of the time, I really think I should probably get a editor to go over, because I might have missed a quotation. I got the wrong word in there. Especially grammar, when you're thinking about grammar and a comma is missing or the wrong there was typed in, not because you didn't know, but because it just, you know, it was an accident. So you need somebody to go over that behind you at least, you know, some of the time. And that's me. And I learn from my mistakes. Does that mean I'll stop writing? No. Does it mean that I'll get this bad review and I'll just stop writing? No. It just means that I will level up. And that is really what I want you to get from today's podcast. Level up. Because if you run away from your mistakes, you'll never pick up where you left off. You'll never sit back and learn. Two, take it by the chin. You know, sometimes we just have to get hit in the chin, you know, so for us to know that we've made a mistake. So if people, and let me go back to what I just mentioned about getting a negative review. If you get a negative review, read what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. Take in what they're saying, because they're not saying, okay, you suck. They're saying, this is why it sucked. How can you change this? Or this is how you can change this. Or maybe what they thought sucked really didn't, and you just need to have that dialogue. And this is where podcasting comes in. If I could share that, this is exactly where podcasting comes in, because you as an individual know what you're trying to portray or what you're trying to get people to see. And if that's not coming across, and that, you know, negatively, it's not coming across because you got this negative review, then what you do is you say to others, well, here's what's wrong, or here's what I was trying to do. And then developing that dialogue is where people will say, that's not what I got, and let me tell you why. And don't get offensive, okay, because you want people to grasp what God is saying through you. Now, you take that, but if God is saying don't change anything, then you don't change anything. But if God is bringing these people to you to help you fine-tune so that everyone gets it, that's how you run with it. I can give you another example. My book, Demia Willis FBI, and all of the installations of that series, there was one particular series, this woman never read anything other than this one particular part, which is part 4, and you know, she had a negative review, and I responded to her review. She didn't respond back, but that's okay. I responded to her review to let her know, you know, I really appreciated the review, but here's what the problem is, and it's my fault that that's a problem. And the reason why it's a problem, and I can just tell you guys, she didn't like the writing. She didn't like, it was kind of backwards and forwards, and it was not too consistent, and it just didn't make any sense. The outline or the summary of it made a lot of sense and was intriguing, but what she got from it did not. So one thing I know about the Demia Willis FBI series is the fact that it's not Christian fiction in a way that is just the norm. It is not. And it has to be read with an idea or the mindset of knowing that God is going to release a message to you. That's the only way to get the Demia Willis series. You know, I probably should start a book club just for Demia Willis, but we'll see how that works out. Nonetheless, sometimes you just have to Take it by the chin. And you know what? Take those negative results and those negative reviews and listen to the people and answer them. Then the third thing, which is the last thing I want to touch on with the reality of the entrepreneur and, you know, hey, failing up, basically, is you're allowed to fail. This is your business. As an entrepreneur, you're allowed to fail. I don't let anyone ever tell you that you're not allowed to fail. You're allowed to fail. Now, mind you, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years, and I think I've been failing more than I have been succeeding. But with the things that I have done, the things that I have succeeded at, I am so blessed, anointed, and destined for what God has for me in the future, for what God is pointing out to me, okay? I say that because, and I put a note, a point of the 20 years I've been an entrepreneur, because there's a lot of times we sabotage who we are. We sabotage who we are because, you know what, I failed many times and I heard people tell me about my failures, then they told me about my successes. For instance, a gentleman said to me about the fashion show I had back in 2002 and how, hey, if we didn't sell 2-for-1 tickets, the tickets never would have been sold. And I'm thinking, but the tickets were sold and the event happened regardless of whatever. Instead of saying, because we had to do buy one, get one was the only way we were going to fill the house, doesn't mean that they weren't going to be sold. It just meant that we needed to fill the house. So we filled the house and people enjoyed what was there. And instead of taking under consideration or taking into consideration what you have done, and I'm talking about this person, take into consideration that the team effort brought this whole thing together, buy one, get one or not. So the negative might have been the buy one, get one, but the results in the end were perfect. So allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to not win. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't always have to win, and you don't always have to make people understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. Allow yourself to lose. Allow yourself to cheat the system even from time to time, as long as it's legally cheating and as long as it doesn't, you know, hurt your faith or take you away from what God has for you. Do what you know is necessary to do, okay? And make sure God is in it. Now, let me say this to you, and we'll end our podcast on today. I thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bad FBI is blessed, anointed, destined, Faith Bureau of Investigations. It is the business and the ministry together. What we do at the badfbi.info website is connect all of my streams of income that somebody needs. I want you to go over to the website and look at how I've been failing up, how I've been leveling up in this business for all this time, for all these years, and more so in the past couple of years. I think I have increased so much in the past couple of years. I am so thankful for what God is doing. Badfbi.info, go over there today. This month is August. I am doing a lot of giveaways and discounts for people during this first 19 days of August. Listen, thank you so much. I'm Dana Williamson, and you have been here on Blessed Bureau. God bless and have a wonderful rest of your day.